You're listening to Bible Truth Feed, a podcast by Christadelphianvideo.org for Christadelphians and all those seeking the truth about the Bible message. Join us now as we present our latest episode.
If you think back to science classes you may have had in school, in order for a scientific theory to be valid, it has to meet two criteria. Number one, it has to be testable or observable. And number two, it has to be falsifiable. In other words, you have to be able to prove it wrong. What that means is, rather than science explaining how the world is working, science is an ever-changing list of ways in which the world does not work, which is okay because it's our best understanding of the current world. It helps us to explain why a ball falls when it drops. It helps us to understand why we get sick. But even in the very definition of it, science has been wronged in the past and will continue to get things wrong in the future. Let's take a look at just a couple examples in the human body. Perhaps one of the best known examples of something where science was way off the mark is the appendix. You see, not too long ago, people thought that the appendix was a completely useless organ in the body. In fact, it was a detriment because it could become inflamed or even rupture. We now know that the appendix functions more like a seed house for important bacteria in our intestines. We actually need these bacteria to help break down the food we eat. But if those bacteria get wiped out, then the appendix is very important for reintroducing those helpful microbes into our intestines so that our bodies can function. Another more recent discovery is that of the function of the Müller cells of the retina. You see, the eyes of vertebrate animals are notorious for being inside out. All of the cells that send information from the eyes to the brain are actually positioned behind the cells that detect light, the photoreceptors. That's like setting up a projector screen, but instead of having a nice clean path from the projector to the screen, you've decided to set up all the wires and cords in front of the projector. But there's actually another cell in the retina called the Müller cells. These start right at the very front of the retina and go right back to where the photoreceptors are at the back. In 2007, a group of researchers discovered that these Müller cells function exactly like fiber optic cables, some of the most advanced pieces of technology we have for things like data transfer and even the internet. Rather than being a silly design, it's actually set up perfectly. It allows for unimpeded light detection from the front, and from the back, a functional blood supply to keep those cells working. In fact, it couldn't be set up any other way. You see, the photoreceptors require so much support and so much blood supply that the choroid, the supply of blood for those photoreceptors, actually has the highest rate of blood flow of any tissue in the body its size. Unlike science, God doesn't get things wrong. And even if we don't understand what's going on at the time, we can take comfort in a God that knows what he's doing. As the words of Isaiah 40 and verse 8 say, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever."
Thank you for joining us. We hope you found the episode helpful. Don't forget, most of these episodes are also available as videos on our video channel, cdvideo.org. So head over and take a look. If you have any comments or questions or suggestions, please get in touch or leave us a voice message. We love to hear your feedback. You can email us at btf@cdvideo.org. If you enjoyed the episode, then please share it with others. Until next time, may God bless you in your studies and your walk towards God's kingdom. Amen.